know, preseason football, there's a lot of things we're working on, you know, we haven't played in a while. You know, not only me, obviously, but the whole team. So, you know, offensive football is about chemistry and timing, and there were some things, like I said, that went well, and I'm happy we scored a couple touchdowns in there. Julian had a great punt return, which really sparked us. So it's good to get a win, man. Anytime you take the field, it's hard to get a win.
I know most quarterbacks don't want to get hit, but did you actually want to take a hit for the first time tonight just to see?
Yeah, I was just going to hold the ball in the pocket and just kind of, you know, just kind of cuddle up with the ball. Finally on the quarterback sneak, you know, but I was saying, God, I wish someone would just come and blast me. And, you know, you get a little of that anxiousness out of the way. But I'll have to wait till next week. The offensive line did a great job. So there's, you know, they're the ones to be thanked.
Your touchdown passes to Chris Baker. He came through.
Yeah, he did great. You know, there's a couple of challenging reads for him, too, that came up tonight. And I was really excited about the way he reacted. You know, things didn't turn out on those plays exactly how we thought they would, but he made, you know, really heads-up play and instinctual play. So he's been doing that all camp, and if he can keep doing that, it's going to be a huge asset to this offense. And you know, those two touchdown catches that he made were really good plays. You know, I think it's a real small step for this whole team and a very long journey. And you know, we're on a mission this year. You know, and this is the first step, and it's a small step, but it's a step in the right direction. And I think defensively we did some great things, and offensively, you know, scoring points is what we got to do, and we did that at times. I think in the second half we didn't play as well offensively. We had some short yard situations we could have done a better job on. But Philly's a great team, a playoff team, AFC championship last year, and they're one of the best teams we played in the last 10 years, and they're very well coached and they execute very well. And it was a good first test for us.
How excited were you just to be back, as opposed to like any other level of excitement you have, you know, you experience during the season before?
Yeah. I think, you know, there's no place I'd rather be, so that about sums it up. It's just, this is a place where I probably had the most fun and enjoyed the most, and preseason game, you know, doesn't have quite the feel of a regular season game, but, you know, still to be out there on the field with my teammates and celebrating after a win and the bus ride home and the bus ride to the airport and the flight home, those are the things you probably enjoy the most.
Did anything feel out of sort or out of sync to you, or was it just like getting back on the bike?
Yeah, I played so many games, and you know, I felt, you know, just like excited to be out there. I think it's just, you know, not real nervousness, but just trying to understand how the game's going to go and get a feel for the game. And I missed some throws that, you know, I wish I would have made, just wasn't as accurate as I would have liked, even on some of the receptions. You know, the throws weren't great throws, but I think, you know, you're just trying to get the speed and the tempo of the game and make the right reads and throws. And I think that comes with confidence and being in there playing and executing in these games. So, you know, we got another one next week that hopefully we can build on. And, you know, two more valuable ones after that to be ready for the Monday night game.
How did you feel physically? Did you feel any effects or anything like that?
No, nothing. Nothing. That's a thing of the past. That's 08. You know, we moved on.
On the interception afterwards, you fired straight to the ground, and some more visceral reaction that we're used to seeing from you. What was going through your mind?
Probably lost a lot of sleep after that throw. You know, I hate throwing interceptions. It's probably, you know, no matter how, you know, well you think you play, when you turn the ball over, you know, you have the responsibility of the team when you have the football in your hand, and when you're careless with it. And I made a bad throw, and I probably shouldn't even have thrown the ball because the corner was really bailing when Randy started running at him. And, you know, those type of things are, you know, game decisions that you make, and you got to eliminate those. So I'm glad they're out of the way now. Hopefully those don't come up again, but, you know, I don't like any interceptions ever. Probably both. It, like I said, I probably wouldn't have thrown it. And then, you know, if I did throw it, I want to throw it farther. You know, it's when you throw a long ball, you either want your guy to get it or nobody to get it. That obviously didn't happen.
What's the long wait like, waiting after the punt return? That kind of changed the rhythm of the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I'd gladly sit on the bench anytime for a punt return for a touchdown. Believe me, I was sitting there for a punt. So, but you're right, you know, you want to kind of get into the flow and you want to start breaking a sweat again, and you dry up pretty good when you're sitting there for probably 10 or 15 minutes. And you warm up, and then we went out and had that 2-minute drill, which, you know, we executed decently.